Co-ed baby showers, the new trend. Co-ed baby showers are the new trend that is sweeping the nation. Co-ed baby showers provide comfort for everyone in attendance, an expanded guest list, and more fun for everyone. We're here to explain why this new trend is something you should definitely consider for your next baby shower. What are co-ed baby showers, and what benefits do they offer? Co-ed baby showers are simply baby showers that include both men and women. Co-ed showers are the new trend because they provide comfort for all parties. In the past, pregnancy was seen as a strictly female experience. This is no longer the case, and couples are now expecting fathers to be more involved in the pregnancy process. This includes attending their co-ed baby shower. Traditional baby showers are often seen as a feminine event. They are often filled with baby shower games, presents, and decorations geared towards women. However, times are changing, and now more couples opt for a co-ed shower. This means that the event is open to both men and women. This new trend is becoming increasingly popular. The most significant advantage of a co-ed shower is that it provides comfort for all parties by allowing everyone to participate in the celebration. In addition, they will enable the mom and dad to be to get together with their closest friends and family for one last bit of fun before the new baby arrives. Who can attend a co-ed baby shower? Baby showers are one of the most anticipated events during pregnancy. They are a time for the mom to be to receive gifts and support from her closest friends and family. In the past, baby showers were exclusively for women, but nowadays, many couples opt for co-ed baby showers, allowing the dad to be to join in on the fun. So, who can attend a co-ed baby shower? Typically, the guest list includes close friends and family of both the parents-to-be. This allows everyone to share in the excitement of the upcoming arrival. It is also not uncommon for co-workers or other acquaintances to be invited to a co-ed baby shower and any other people who are supportive of the parents-to-be. After all, being pregnant is a significant life change that deserves celebration with as many people as possible. What games or activities can you enjoy at a co-ed baby shower? A company-ed baby shower is a beautiful way to celebrate the upcoming arrival of a new baby. However, planning a co-ed baby shower can be a bit more challenging than coming up with traditional baby shower ideas. The key is to strike the right balance between appropriate activities for both sexes. One way to do this is to focus on common interests. For example, if the parents love to cook, consider having a cooking-themed co-ed baby shower with co-ed baby shower games and activities centered around food. Instead of traditional baby shower games like guessing the size of mom's belly or a diaper toss, try fun cooking-related activities like a blind taste test or a trivia game about famous chefs for your co-ed baby shower. If the parents are avid sports fans, consider hosting a co-ed baby shower with a tailgate party baby shower theme or decorating the venue with the parents' favorite team's colors. You can also try fun games and activities like a sport-themed baby shower scavenger hunt or trivia about sports babies. Remember to keep the co-ed factor in mind when planning games and activities, no matter your baby shower theme. This will ensure that everyone has a great time at the shower. What are some ideas for invitations, decorations, party favors, food, and themes? Planning a co-ed baby shower can be a lot of fun. There are so many possibilities for themes, invitations, decorations, favors, and food. If you're stuck on what to do, here are a few ideas to get you started. Invitations. The right baby shower invitations for a co-ed baby shower can be challenging to find. Many designs are either too feminine or masculine, making it difficult to choose a style that everyone will be happy about. However, a few tips can help you choose the perfect invitation for your event. First, find a neutral design that is easily adaptable to any theme for your baby shower invitation. Second, avoid using colors traditionally associated with one gender or the other. And finally, try to find a neutral design that can be easily adapted to any theme while keeping the overall design simple and elegant. By following these tips, you can ensure that your baby shower invitations will be stylish and welcoming to all guests. Decorations. Are you planning a co-ed baby shower? Congrats! There are many great ways to make this special event both fun and memorable. When it comes to decorations, the sky's the limit. First, consider the colors you'll use. Pink and blue are traditional colors for baby showers. Still, you can also use a gender-neutral palette such as green or yellow. Second, think about the theme of the shower. Is it going to be a casual gathering or a more formal affair? Third, choose decorations that will appeal to both parents to be. Paper lanterns, streamers, and banners are great ways to add extra pizzazz to the event. And don't forget the balloons, helium-filled letters that spell out, baby, are always a big hit. Whatever decorations you choose, make sure they reflect the joy of this special occasion. Favors. There are many great options for both men and women when it comes to baby shower favors. For example, you can find co-ed baby shower favors such as keychains, mugs, ornaments, and even jewelry. Another option is to go with more traditional favors such as scented candles, lotions, or soaps. You can even have these items customized with the new baby's initials. You can also get creative and put together your own favors. For example, you could fill mason jars with homemade cookies or candies. Whatever you choose, make sure the favors are thoughtful and practical. Encourage guests to use them instead of leaving them in the bag after a fun celebration. Food. Planning a co-ed baby shower menu should be easy because it is essentially the same as planning a menu for any dinner party. For example, when inviting your close friends and family members over for dinner, you would select dishes appropriate for the season and that everyone will enjoy. The same principle applies when planning a co-ed baby shower menu. Seasonal fruits and vegetables and some protein-rich options will make for a balanced and festive spread and be easy on the mom-to-be's stomach. However, when in doubt, err on the side of simplicity. Your guests will be too busy celebrating the new arrival to focus on the food. So instead, choose dishes that are easy to prepare and serve and that everyone will enjoy. Finger foods are always a good option, as they can be eaten without utensils and don't require much time or effort to eat. For example, you could serve mini quiches, veggie wraps, or fruit kebabs. If you're looking for something heartier, consider serving soup or sandwiches. And, of course, no gathering is complete without a dessert table. Opt for something light and refreshing for a baby shower, like mini fruit tarts or cupcakes. With a bit of planning, you can easily put together a delicious and memorable meal that everyone will enjoy. Themes. There are endless possibilities for choosing a theme for a co-ed baby shower. However, deciding on a theme for any baby shower can feel like a daunting task. The key is to choose a theme that is both fun and memorable. One popular option that we touched on earlier is to choose a theme that reflects the hobbies or interests of the parents-to-be. For example, if they have a favorite band, you could have a concert theme based on that band. Or, if they are avid hikers or campers, you could select a great outdoors baby shower theme. You could go with a classic theme like blue for boys and pink for girls. Or, you could choose a more unique theme like safari or under the sea. You could even do a gender-neutral theme like woodland animals or transportation. No matter what you choose, make sure it reflects the personality of the parents-to-be. Then, when your guests arrive, they should know immediately by the decor who the mom-to-be and dad-to-be are. Where do you hold a co-ed baby shower? This is your time to celebrate the amazing new arrival of a baby, and there are many different ways to host this special event. One option is to reserve a banquet hall or event center. This can be a great option if you expect many guests to celebrate the big event with the growing family. It will provide plenty of space for your guests to eat, mingle, and play games. Plus, you won't have to worry about setup or cleanup afterward. This is an excellent option for hosting a co-ed baby shower because these tend to be larger gatherings. Another option is to host the co-ed shower at someone's home. This can be a more intimate setting, and it can also help keep costs down. However, it is vital to make sure that the person whose home you are using is comfortable with the idea and has enough space to accommodate all of the guests. Some people choose to have smaller baby shower gatherings at restaurants. If you decide to host the baby shower at a restaurant, keep in mind that you will likely have to pay for a private room rental, the cost of a hearty meal, and drinks for your guests. A park is also a good party space for hosting a baby shower. This can be a great option if you are looking for a more casual setting. Just check with the park in advance to see if they allow baby showers and find out about any permit requirements. Whichever option you choose, make sure to book your venue well in advance to ensure that everything goes according to plan. How can you make sure that everyone has a great time at your co-ed baby shower? As the party planner, it is your job to ensure that everyone has a great time at your co-ed baby shower. The key is to have a variety of activities that will appeal to both genders. For example, you could have a diaper cake decorating contest or a onesie painting station. You can keep the onesies as souvenirs. You could also set up a photo station with a photo booth so that guests can dress up in props and take funny pictures. And, of course, no baby shower would be complete without games. Instead of the traditional baby shower games, try to find games that both men and women will enjoy. For example, you could play Guess the Baby Food, or a few Blow and Pop Baby Race. Rounds may be a blast for your guest list on this fun day. A baby bottle drinking contest can be fun for everyone as well. With a bit of creativity, you can easily develop activities that everyone will enjoy. Here are a few tips to make sure that your party is a hit with both the ladies and the gentlemen. First, create a guest list that includes people of both genders. You can even have couples on the invite list to make things more festive. Be sure to check with the parents-to-be if you aren't sure about inviting a potential guest. Better safe than sorry. Next, come up with fun activities that everyone can enjoy. Of course, games are always a good icebreaker. Still, you could also consider hiring a caricature artist, setting up a photo booth with fun props, or having a contest. Finally, don't forget about the food. include some hearty appetizers and snacks to satisfy everyone's hunger, along with choices that won't be too hard on a pregnant person. And don't forget the cake. It's not a party without a cake. What are some things to avoid when planning a co-ed baby shower? When it comes to planning a co-ed baby shower, there are a few things you'll want to avoid if you want the event to be a success. First and foremost, steer clear of any games or activities too girly or juvenile, along with games asking pregnancy-related questions that might make mom uncomfortable. You want everyone to feel comfortable and have fun, so stick to more general games that everyone can enjoy. Secondly, make sure the food and drink options are balanced. Offer a variety of options so that everyone can find something they like. And don't forget about dessert. Bonus points if you remember that a family member has an allergy, and keep it in mind when planning. Also, be sure to avoid any themes or decorations that are too cutesy or childish. The goal is to create a fun and festive atmosphere, not a stuffy or boring one. A few well-placed decorations can go a long way. Just make sure they are appropriate for your guests. Finally, avoid any potential awkwardness by letting everyone know up front that the shower is for both mom and dad. This way, no one feels left out or uncomfortable. As you can see, there are a few things to keep in mind when planning a co-ed baby shower. By following these tips, you can ensure that your event will succeed. How can you make sure that your co-ed baby shower is unique and memorable? A co-ed baby shower is a shower for the parents-to-be that includes both men and women. While this type of shower is becoming more popular, it can still be challenging to know how to plan one that is both unique and memorable. The key is to keep the parents-to-be in mind throughout the planning. All of your baby shower ideas should be tailored to the couple's taste and style, from the invitations to the menu to the activities. The goal is to make sure that the parents-to-be feel celebrated, loved, and supported, and with a little bit of thoughtfulness, you can make this the event of the year for your friends. Ask yourself questions like, what are their interests? What kind of sense of humor do they have? What are their favorite colors? Once you understand the parents-to-be, you can start to brainstorm great ideas for the shower themes, decorations, and activities. Remember that the baby shower is about them and their guests. What are some common mistakes that people make when planning a co-ed baby shower? People make a few common mistakes when planning a co-ed baby shower. First, they often try to please everyone and end up with a bland event. Therefore, it's essential to keep the parents-to-be in mind throughout the planning process and tailor the event to their taste and style. Guests will love that the party is themed for their loved ones. Second, some people forget to include both genders in the planning process. This can lead to an event that is too girly or not appropriate for all of the guests. Finally, some people make the mistake of not providing enough food and drink options. Remember that everyone has different needs and preferences, so offering various options is essential. By avoiding these common mistakes, you can ensure that your co-ed baby shower is a success. How can Premier Event Center help you plan the perfect co-ed baby shower? We understand that planning a co-ed baby shower can be daunting at Premier Event Center. That's why we're here to help. We have a variety of packages and services that we can tailor to your specific needs and budget. Whether you're looking for a planner to do everything from plan your full-service event planning to day of coordination, our in-house coordinator can take care of all the details to relax and enjoy the event. We also have a wide selection of rental items available, including tables, chairs, linens, and more. And our on-site catering team can create a custom menu that is sure to please everyone, including the cake. Contact us today to learn more about how we can help you plan the perfect co-ed baby shower.